You're listening to the audio production of We Were Kings by Court Stevens, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Mackenzie Fetters.
For Dorothy Stevens, My Grandmother, Matthew 13:46. Part 1. Before. We're waiting to find out if Frankie will be executed. A strange day, to say the least. Frankie's a murderer, and my mom's best friend. She's why we live in Kentucky, and why we live with Richard, and why the three of us, Mom, Richard, and me, are in the garage. This is where we will be until Jimmy the lawyer's call comes. The garage has the best cell reception, and Mom's weight bench. Mom heaves the sixth rep of 230 pounds toward the rafters. Richard presses two fingers against the middle metal bar, totally focused on spotting her. I'm here because there's no way a 69-year-old man, even one in his condition, can lift that bar off her face if and when she drops it. Also, because I have the newest iPad among the three of us and am in charge of social media. There's a chance Vox or the Herald or even someone local in the hashtag oppose ADPA group will break the news before Frankie's lawyer has a chance to get out of the courtroom and call. Word is there will be a verdict today. Jimmy the lawyer has high hopes the appeal will be remanded back into the court and has told Mom not to worry. There wasn't enough evidence 20 years ago and there's not enough evidence now. Plus, the judge is a Democrat who mostly opposes the Accelerated Death Penalty Act. Mom exhales and shoves the weights upward, again and again. She crosses 10 reps, probably her personal best at this weight. Her face reddens, her veins thick and bulging. Her dark hair is sweat matted to her forehead. She strains words through gritted teeth, the bar at full extension. If she'd been convicted at any other point in history. There's no response from Richard, only a brief glance at me. We know the refrain by heart. If she'd been convicted at any other point in history, she would not be facing lethal injection. Or it's not likely she would. Kentucky had a moratorium on executions until recently. Criminals carrying death sentences tended to die of old age in the prison infirmary rather than with the whole country watching and in an uproar. Beth, take a rest, Richard urges. Her elbows lock, the weights hovering in the air. We can't lose her, she whispers. These same words seep from her nightmares. Mom and I share the upstairs Jack and Jill suite of Richard's house, and even when both bathroom doors between us are closed, she wakes me up screaming. We can't lose her is as constant as a snore. The nightmares started on June 20th when
sample complete. Ready to continue?